You're listening to Vatican Radio, live from the Second World Congress of Ecclesial Movements and New Communities with Emma McCarthy.
From Rocca di Papa, good morning. Cardinal Andrew Scola, Patriarch of Venice, opened day three of the Second International Congress of Ecclesial Movements and Lay Communities with a lecture on their role in the mission of the Church. The prelate's speech highlighted the priorities of these lay groups as well as future perspectives, noting two dangers: the need to avoid unilateralism and elitism. He said now that tensions derived from the juxtaposition of the charismatic dimensions of these groups and the institutional reality of the Church have been largely resolved, what remains to be clarified is the way in which each of these lay communities harmonizes their individual spirituality within the larger community of the Church. In short, that they do not contrast with the magisterium of the Church. Coexistence. In the same way, he continued, the priests must not perceive these groups to be at their sole service. There can be no delegation of roles which are unique to the consecrated in Christ. The Holy Spirit, he said, manifests itself through the personal and communal witnesses of each of the people within these lay communities. Quoting Pope Benedict XVI, the Cardinal concluded that there is nothing more beautiful than meeting Christ and communicating this to others, returning to the central theme of this three-day Congress. Christians, he said, must not be afraid of differences within society. They must live life individualistically, but in a communal spirit within the family of the parish and society as a whole. This, he concluded, is how we bear witness to the beauty of Christ. This is how the lay faithful fulfill their mission. From Rocca di Papa, I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.